In Australia, going under the knife for beauty's sake is taking a dramatic turn. Medical professionals and family planning clinics say the number of women seeking cosmetic surgery on their genitals is booming, with women and girls more anxious than ever about what is normal. It's known as labiaplasty, the surgical trimming and reconstruction of the appearance of the vagina. It's claimable on Medicare, and the number of claims has doubled in the last decade. One gynecologist says she's seen girls as young as 13 asking for surgery. Health experts say there's a fine line between cosmetic labiaplasty and female genital mutilation. Sarah Dingle prepared this report.
Labiaplasty isn't the most widely known term, but as a surgical procedure, it's becoming increasingly common. Gynecologist Dr. Rebecca Deans explains.
So labiaplasty is where the labia minora, which is the inner lips of the vagina, are somehow reduced or altered surgically.
It's a deeply intimate procedure, but online, women are bearing all about why they've decided on labiaplasty.
It's a confidence booster, as sometimes it looks alien-like down there, and it does make you feel ashamed, not comfortable in being naked.
My right labia has a tendency to tuck itself into the labia majora, making hygiene an issue. But every so often, it'll hang out and rub against my underwear.
I always thought I was some kind of freak or something. My vajayjay started looking weird when I went through puberty, and at first it was just one side a little longer, and I didn't know why it was like that.
Like any surgery, labiaplasty carries risks, including scarring and infection. The problem is that the reasons for labiaplasty aren't always medical, according to Dr. Rebecca Deans.
They want to even up their labia, and more recently requests come in from women who just feel that their labia are too large and would like to have these reduced surgically.
There's been a marked increase over the past few years, with about a doubling of these procedures over the last 10 years.
Labiaplasty and vaginal reconstruction surgery, or vulvoplasty, are listed under the same item number on Medicare. But Dr. Deans says there's no doubt it's labiaplasty which is skyrocketing. To claim for labiaplasty, a woman needs a GP referral.
I think that the women are requesting referral from their general practitioners. I don't think that the general practitioners are concerned about women's labia or bringing it up.
Do GPs themselves know what is the normal look or range of women's labia?
Probably some GPs that have a good experience with the normal look. However, you can go through general practice training and perhaps not examine a woman's genitalia particularly often.
More women are watching porn than what we know about porn is that there is a particular look that's being used, if you like, and often that's been photoshopped. And so what they think they should look like and what women really look like are two completely different things.
Sandra Morris is from Melbourne-based health service Women's Health in the North.
It's concerning because it's not for a medical reason necessarily. It's not about improving a woman's sexual and reproductive health. It's really about appearance.
Some women do have genuine medical reasons for labiaplasty, but Western Australian plastic surgeon Dr. Tim Cooper says the majority of women have labiaplasty due to aesthetic concerns.
Around 5% of patients I might refuse to do surgery on. If I get the impression they're unusually obsessed about what's otherwise a normal anatomy, then I'll tell them directly, and quite commonly, somewhere in the past, they've had an adverse comment. Recall one lady who'd had an adverse comment at childbirth about the size of her labia, and she'd fixated on that adverse comment. Sometimes in relationship breakups, if you explore it, that you find that there was an adverse comment made at some stage.
It's not just women who are anxious about their labia. Sydney-based Dr. Rebecca Deans says she's fielding requests from young girls.
So 13 is the youngest here in Australia. With this particular 13-year-old, I then saw the patient on her own and reassured her and explained to her that really we should include her mother in this conversation, and she agreed. So I invited her mother into the consultation room, and then unfortunately the mother then said, oh, perhaps you should have surgery. I'm a beauty therapist and I wax a lot down below, and I think that she looks a bit unsightly and I'd like her to have surgery.
Dr. Deans says the long-term consequences of labiaplasty aren't yet known. and she sees some parallels between labiaplasty and female genital mutilation.
In its extreme form, it's complete removal of the clitoris as well as the labia. However, there are more moderate forms, if you like, of female genital mutilation that are only described as cutting or nicking of the genitalia. And in fact, it's not that dissimilar. And I really wonder about that grey area that exists between the two, because obviously FGM is illegal in Australia.
The Federal Health Department says the Medical Services Advisory Committee is currently reviewing the Medicare rebate for labiaplasty.
Sarah Dingle reporting.